Kipp Academy football coach Jim Rabbit is here with us. And, Jim, you have a huge game coming up this weekend, but let's stop and not talk about that first because you had a huge win last week at Whittier.
Yeah, it was a full team effort that game. I think our best overall effort on the year. Whittier's really tough, the ground and pound, big, tough, strong kids, well coached, and we grinded for 48 minutes on both sides of the ball. Defensively, especially, that's a hard offense to stop, and you have to be tough. It's not just skill; you have to be tough to stop that offense. And I was really proud of our guys for digging in and grinding with that team, who was putting up 30 odd points a week, and being able to hold them to what we did, one score each half, is a testament to the kids' ability to kind of rise to the occasion.
Tell me about their offense, and maybe how is this team, this defense might be different than last year's team defense here at Kipp?
Yeah, our team defense now, the mentality is get as many hats to the ball as possible. We want to utilize our team speed. We're big and strong too, but we just have the mentality of getting all the hats to the ball and getting downhill and doing our job. And that's really been the thing that we've done the last few weeks, and I think that's why we've been so stout, is kind of really bought into that mentality.
Was there a moment in the game, I imagine early on, that you realized, hey, our defense is here, we're competing against this Whittier team? And I mean, not that the game's over by any stretch at any point, but when did you get that feeling?
Sure, I think there was two big plays. One, on that first drive that Whittier had, they were moving the ball. Three or four plays, they were down inside close to the 40, our 40. One of our junior linemen, Esteban Schauer-Polino, grabbed the quarterback's leg on a quarterback sneak and popped the ball out as he crawled through. And we told guys, if you're getting pushed back, get low. And he got low and was able to punch up, knock the ball out and turn it over, and then we turn that into a score. And that first one, and the second drive they had, our D-line was pushing. You could see the line of scrimmage just move back. And I could tell we were locked in from that point on. And those first two drives were important for us, because a team like that with double tight, double wing that wants to grind it out, they have a hard time coming from behind. So being able to open up a big lead on them early on, I think, was a big reason why we were able to hold them off.
After looking at the film or whatever, can you share a name or two, an update on a player that we haven't necessarily talked too much about so far this year that's stepped up last week?
Sure. I mentioned Esteban. He's a junior. He plays D-line for us. Also a sophomore, Joseph Beto. He's our guard on offense. He was pushing all day, and he played D-tackle for us in that scrum on defense for us as well. He's just been a stalwart defensively for us. And I have to mention our captain, junior Denzel Gomez, number 74, he plays tackle and D-tackle for us, both sides of the ball. Those guys just came to play with toughness and aggression, didn't care about their bodies. They were certainly sore the next day. We did some ice baths the next day. So, but those guys deserve all the praise this week, because linemen don't get much of that, and this week was the win up front.
Actually, I should just ask you about Mornell and Chanel and their performances with the big yards passing and receiving, big strike opportunities for you guys.
Yeah, they have a connection. And Chanel, like I said earlier this year, he wasn't planning on being the quarterback of this team. We had a couple young guys that we thought were going to step up, and some injuries occurred, and Chanel was the guy that stepped into that role, as just being an athlete and a great football guy. And now, as you see, week 7 in the season, he's finally getting into the groove of being a quarterback, and he can do it with his arms and his legs, and it's great to have a weapon, obviously, like Mornell, where on the ground and in the air you can find him. Sometimes you just say, hey, Mornell's down there somewhere, and we'll find him. If in that situation, Mornell's a playmaker, and he makes plays. So those two guys are just invaluable to us, really, on both sides of the ball.
Absolutely. All right, Manchester Essex here at Manning Field on Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock. You guys have got a history against one another, so put that in context for me, and what are you looking at for the kind of the scouting report on this game Saturday afternoon?
It's always a great rivalry with Kipp and Manchester since we started playing, I think, 5 years ago. Even before they came into the league, we played them non-league. It's always a battle. I think we're 2-2 against them now, and that's the rubber match, I guess, in the series, but it's always a tough game. Coach Grimes has them always well coached up. It's a shotgun wing tee look. A lot of belly, a lot of buck sweep type situations, and some floods out of the backfield, and their quarterback can throw. And they have a few guys that can run, so we know it's going to be tough. It's certainly not going to be easy. They played everyone, even the losses, they played tough. Yeah. So it's a great, I think it's a great last week for us gearing up for the playoffs. And we have to just, again, rise to the occasion. It's senior day, so we'll have a big crowd there. All the families of the seniors will be there that night, so we want to make sure we put a good show on and play our best 48 minutes again, just like we did last week.
Is that a unique offense for your defense to prepare for that you might not see a lot of during the year?
Yeah, we definitely don't see too much of it. St. Mary's runs a little bit of it, but you know they can also spread it out a little more too with great athletes. We see it some in the preseason. We scrimmage some guys. Ipswich, I think, runs a lot of that too. So we do see some of that. We actually have some of those concepts in our spread offense as well, so we have an idea of what they're trying to accomplish. And I think once we know what they're trying to accomplish, you know, our defensive coordinator, Joseph Cutter, does a good job of taking away what they want to do. And that's what we're doing right now, is trying to, you know, game plan defensively on what they do best and taking that away.
Coach, always good talking with you. Good luck Saturday afternoon.
Appreciate it, Bill. Thank you.
Jim Rabbitt, head football coach, Kip Academy, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.